Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, how are you?
I'm very well. Before I get into this, I just want to ask a bit of a question to the B listeners, because I know how onto it they are. When I was on the train this morning, I was listening to the pre-recorded station call-outs and handy bits of info. And I was thinking, this is so generic. How much better it would be if we had like a real recognisable Auckland or New Zealand voice? Because in Manchester on the trams, you've got Sean Ryder, does it?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So I've got two suggestions to get it out there. John Campbell
doing the train
voice.
Oh, that'd
be Joe great. That does the news, because he's got a real good voice.
Joe on the news team.
Joe and John Campbell. Truly.
I just think it'd be so much. It's just such a generic voice and it's just boring.
I reckon that would be a really good suggestion. You know what? You should email the council, I would say.
I might do that, actually. I think I should do it.
Would be great. I would definitely support your voice being the train announcements.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Nature, what's all that about? Bees, our favourite subject.
Excellent.
This is really quite trippy, this story. The workers of a subspecies of honeybee can clone themselves, with one individual has done it millions of times over the last 30 years.
So a bee can completely clone itself.
Wow.
How does that work?
I'm going to tell
What's
you.
What's all that about?
Well, I'm not really sure how it works, but some of the clones can develop into queens that can take over a hive. Now, asexual reproduction, or parthenogenesis,
sounds about right,
is uncommon in the insect world, but having offspring that are genetically identical to the parent is, right?
Yep.
That's because... That's because during the reproductive process, genetic material gets mixed up in a process called recombination. As a result, even if there is only one parent, its offspring will end up with slightly different genetic makeup. However,
so, just to pause you there for a second. Yeah. So we're talking about asexual reproduction. So one bee recreating its, spawning, recreating itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Following. Carry on.
However, the female workers of the Cape honeybee, which is in South Africa, has developed the unusual ability to clone themselves while effectively avoiding recombination during reproduction.
Oh, so when they create a new bee, it doesn't have the genetic differences, so it's literally just the same
it's
bee.
It's exactly the same.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Sci-fi.
Not really. There's a real horrible twist to this. Normally, asexual reproduction can be lethal in honeybees because about a third of the genes become inbred and the larvae don't survive.
Ugh.
But because Cape honeybee worker bees perfectly clone themselves, each clone remains as genetically healthy as its mother. One line of clone has been recloning since 1990.
Wow.
With the same individual copied hundreds of millions of times.
Oh my God.
And now the clones can be a problem for the colony. Generally speaking, the queen bee is the only individual that reproduces, while all the other bees scuttle around doing their jobs to keep the colony healthy.
Wow. So hang on. How did the... I'm sure there's a really legit scientific way that they worked out that bees were cloning themselves, but I'm not going to lie. One bee looks a lot like another. And how would you... I mean, without cutting up the bee and doing all the genetic stuff...
Well, that's what they've been doing.
But if it keeps going from... No, don't worry. This thought doesn't have an end to it here.
Now, if the workers begin cloning themselves, which can happen if the hive is disturbed in some way, the delicate balance is destroyed. And in some cases, one of the clones can develop into a queen of a dysfunctional hive.
Ooh, queen of a dysfunctional hive, aren't we all?
Bad. What happens is the workers just hang around laying eggs and eating chocolate and not doing very much.
Nice.
Sounds like a good vibe.
Any work. That's then the colony dies out and the clone workers spread to another colony. After they've invaded a new colony, they just do it all again.
So we've got clone bees cloning themselves, taking over other colonies and then just laying about and not doing any work.
They kill about 10% of South African colonies every year.
Oh my God. Drama. Sounds like a sort of weird Doctor Who episode.
I thought it's really quite Orwellian.
The bees are cloning themselves.
Hang on one second.
95 Bees FM.
There's a sting for everything. Thanks for bringing us bees today, Rob.
Yeah, it's I've had this story for a little while, and it took me ages to get my head around it. There's lots of information about how they did the testing, and I just couldn't understand any of it. So I didn't bother talking about it.
I've got to say, bees are really genuinely quite fascinating, aren't they?
I love bees.
And the importance they have to the ecosystem.
But watch out for the cloned ones.
Yeah, watch out for those.
This is what nature's so... I mean, is it evolving? Is it like the X-bees? Supposed to X-Men, X-bees.
The X-bees. Got,
the mutant,
do you know what
bees.
I mean?
I do know what you mean, Rob.
That's it. Just give us something to think about.
What track have you brought for us this morning?
This is Ken Booth with Shantytown 007.
Big old tune. Thank
you. I love
you.
This. It's a classic.
Very, very much.
Thank you, BFM.
Nice.
Shantytown, do you remember? Shantytown, 007. At Ocean 11. Are real, cause them out of jail. Rude boys cannot feel, cause them must get bail. Oh, them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel, Shantytown. Them a loot, them a wheel, them a roll, Shantytown. A rude boy dip on probation, Shantytown. A rude boy mash up the town now, Shantytown. Hey, Shantytown. Oh, Shantytown. Remember Shantytown. Well, shoot them a wheel, Shantytown. A rude boy dip on probation, Shantytown. A rude boy mash up the town now, Shantytown. Hey, rude boys, Shantytown. Out of jail, must get bail. Rude boys, out of jail. Them a shoot, them a wheel a Shantytown. Them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel a Shantytown. A rude boy bum up the town now, Shantytown.
With Shantytown 007, picked
yes,
by Rob.
I do love a bit of that sort of music.
It is a good time. It's a very good time. Thank you very much, Rob, for bringing us Attack of the Clones, as someone texted in this morning, on a B scale.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
If you have come across